and welcome to the ISIS Europe Chemical Update Podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm William Lambus, and with me today is Helena Strathen, acrylics editor for ISIS in Europe. She's going to tell us how demand is in the European acrylics sector, particularly as we are now in what's typically the peak demand season for that product. Helena, firstly, what traditionally makes this the peak season for acrylics?
Well, as it's spring across Europe, activity from the coatings and construction sectors really shows a pickup in demand after the winter. The peak coating season usually runs from around April to September, October, with the strongest months typically April to June. There is a lot more outdoor building activity from domestic DIY to industrial levels, and these sectors really consume volumes for use in paints and varnishes.
Right, so okay, how is demand now and how does it compare with the same time last year?
Demand at the moment is certainly there. Orders for acrylic acid and the esters, notably butyl acrylate and 2EHA, are being made, and the market is running well, it's balanced. But players in the sector say that there is an element of excitement lacking. Most are finding it hard to pinpoint the reason why. Sure, economic and geopolitical issues are cause for concern, but really, by most accounts, spring weather this year has been better than it was last year. GDP estimates are slightly improved, and yet consumption levels are really pretty much in line with last year, and the industry is just not showing the noise that some players expect for now.
So what's expected for the market in May?
Well, the feedstock propylene contract price has settled with a 10 euro per ton increase, and this is likely to result in steady to firm pricing, sources have said, but negotiations are in the early stages. Some buyers tell me that the level of demand is not sufficient to support much more than a marginal increase, while some believe a rollover is probable. What is a concern for producers is that margins are unsustainably low and have been eroding over the course of the past year and a half or so. Feedstock costs have remained high, but demand and buyer resistance has prevented some hikes from being passed through. However, this problem of course feeds down the chain too, because it's also difficult for the buyers to take on higher prices, given that end-use demand is not particularly buoyant. There is a little bit more confidence in the market, but the uncertainty is also still definitely a hindrance. May demand might pick up. Certainly, it seems everyone hopes it will, but a few say if there is no improvement by June, the market might only see steady offtake for the remainder of the season. As always, it remains to be seen.
It remains to be seen. Well, great, and thanks for explaining all that to us, Helena. Please join us again for the next installment of ISIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news at ISIS.com. For ISIS here in London, I am William Lemos.